Elizabeth, you have been a source of inspiration to many people, both in Cyprus and abroad. Let us start at the beginning and what brought you to Aphrodite's shores.
I was working as a tour guide in Greece, and at the end of the summer, I went to my qualifications talk with my supervisor in Athens, and she said to me, "We're opening a new destination, and I think you would like that. You should go. It's inspiring to do something new. We're opening Cyprus." And I thought, Cyprus? Where is Cyprus? But I thought, sounds interesting. I said, yes. And I didn't know that Cyprus was a country. I thought it was a Greek island. And I didn't know that they were driving on the wrong side of the road. So here I arrived in March 1982, a long time ago, and actually fell in love. I loved Cyprus from the beginning.
As a motivational speaker, you have combined your vast life experience over many countries and many jobs to help others truly make the most of their lives. What inspired you to become a life coach?
Well, exactly what you said, the vast life experience. The vast life experience, I felt like when I was a tour guide, and later also when I was a conference interpreter, I traveled with police officers. And people trust you. When people travel with you, they are out of their comfort zone. And they have this need to talk, that they tell you their stories. And as a tour guide or as an interpreter or as this person, you're like the neutral person who doesn't know their environment, so they tell you everything. And I felt that I had so much people's experience. I felt that I knew so much about people, but I needed tools, you see. Life coach is an unprotected profession, and many people call themselves a life coach, but they haven't been trained. And I did. I went to Dubai. I did a full course of basic training, and then I did my master coach. And that was the reason why I became a life coach, because I felt that I had something to offer. I love watching people let go of what, because I also do hypnotherapy. And there is stuff in our subconscious mind that has been sitting there since we were children, mostly from childhood, because the most important years in our lives are the first 6-7 years, because there is the time when we believe everything. If somebody tells you that you're a princess, you believe it. But if somebody tells you that you're stupid, you believe it too. So some stuff gets stuck. There are many, many things that are in the subconscious mind that are stopping us from achieving goals, stopping us from enjoying life. And when I can help somebody let go of that and go through this process of either hypnotherapy or timeline therapy or all the methods that I know, and I can actually watch the shift. You can watch people. You know, they get a little bit taller and they sit more upright, and I love that. That's really my reward.
Another one of your passions is putting your experience and coaching advice to words. Tell us about your book, The Soul Kid, First Aid for the Soul.
I'm not really that much of a writer, to be honest. You know, I write posts on Facebook and I write little blogs. I used to write blogs for Thrive Global and for all this. And then I thought, I have all this material, and I was traveling at the time a lot, spending so much time on planes and in airport lounges and just sitting around. And I thought, I might as well put all this stuff together and put it in a book. That's how my book was written. My book was written on the go. It's not like I sat down and I researched. And my book, The Soul Kid, is a self-help book for beginners. It's a very simple book. You can read it in a day, but it has a lot of very good little hints to make your life nicer. People love my book because of its easiness. You know, because sometimes you have these books which are like 400 pages and there is research from Harvard and research from God knows where, and people get tired. They don't read that anymore. It has to be easy. So my book is very easy and very easy to understand, but still has a lot of very good hints and helps people change. Because the thing about change is you can't change anybody. I cannot change you, but I can open a door. I can facilitate change, and then you will have to go through it. You have to do it. When I had written my book and when I started doing more and more coaching and I started feeling like I wanted to get my message out, I felt like I have something to say. I felt like I could, you know, maybe make people feel better, maybe like brighten their day. I was looking for opportunities to do public speaking, and I found Global Woman on Facebook. There was a post saying, who wants to be a speaker at the Global Women's Summit in London in 2019? I said, yes. Somebody contacted me and I booked my speaking spot. And I went to the summit. I participated. I liked the whole thing because there were women from all over the world, very supportive women, warm, you know, kind people who were helping each other, supporting each other. And I liked the idea and I thought, why not bring it to Cyprus? People sometimes don't have patience. When people start something like that, you're not going to have 100 members right away. You have to start. You have to have a meeting. You post it on Facebook. People see that you're having a good time. People see that you're supporting each other. And then more and more people will attend. It's and I think this is the whole thing about overnight success. Overnight success is like something that happens after you've done hundreds and hundreds of hours of work. So the Global Women Club is lots of fun. We are a beautiful group of women, very supportive, very funny as well, because one of my most important things in life is a good sense of humor.
Your podcast, My Memorable Journeys, focuses on sharing stories, past experiences and anecdotes from your travels and adventures. How did all of this come to pass?
I'm a traveler. I need to travel. If I can't go to, you know, if I can't get on a plane at least maybe once a month or every other month, I'm not well. So when COVID hit, I was suffering. I didn't know what to do. And I thought, if I cannot travel, at least I can talk about it. And I had been writing down travel stories from my times as a tour guide. I have a lot of stories to tell. Many things happened. So I sort of started gathering all that stuff. And I first started talking about myself, about my trips, about my destinations that I worked at, Cyprus and Tunisia and Spain. I worked in the Maldives. I worked in New York. And then I started doing round trips all over the world. So that's how it started. My first episodes are mostly just me talking about what I did. And my intro is that my favorite smell is airplane kerosene and my favorite sound is the champagne pop, the champagne cork pop in business class. So that's how it started. And then I felt after a while people wanted a little more, so I started inviting guests. And I've had some amazing guests from all over the world. I had an experience many, many years ago in Florida when I was a tour guide. I took my tour group to the Edison Mall in Fort Myers, and we used to have lunch there, and I was walking around and I went into a bookshop and I bought a book which is called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. And I bought that book, I'm talking about 1989. I went to the hotel that we were staying that night and Marco Island. I got the people their rooms and I went to my room and I started reading and I couldn't stop reading. I didn't know that I had a subconscious mind. I didn't know what a subconscious mind is. And I started reading and I started understanding how much more power we have over our mind than we think we do. Because 95% of everything we do is driven by the subconscious mind. So if we don't know what's in there, we may be driven by something that we don't like. So that's why it's important to maybe do hypnotherapy, maybe do timeline therapy or some of the methods that I do, because there may be stuff in there that you can change and make you feel better. And I think maybe that book, that was the beginning of my personal development journey.